This is Biotechnica and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Should the patent rights of COVID vaccine nulled and voided? Should we not give priority to human life over profit? Welcome to The Voice of Biotechnica and this is your host, Shekhar. Today, as we record this podcast from Bengaluru, India, news has come that Joe Biden administration is willing to waive off patents and IPR granted to Pfizer and other big pharma companies. And there is a lot of lobbying going on in favor as well as against this. So we decided to take our listeners of this podcast into this deep dive and see and analyze how and why we should and why we must nullify the patents and why we must open source the IPR. Now, if you have less time and you want me to summarize this discussion, then in one line, I must say, Pfizer needs to do a Volvo of the automotive industry, Google of the software industry. And that means release its patent in the public domain. Now, having said that, let me elaborate on that line. We all know that we live in a capitalist economy where not even a leaf moves unless there is profit. Profit is good. Profit is what motivates individuals and entrepreneurs alike. But today, we all have to assign a cost to that profit. We must ask this question. You want to earn profit at what cost? Profit at the expense of one human life? Profit at the expense of 1 million human life? Now, we all know the kind of research dollars which goes into Pfizer's R&D department, and that's what makes them what they are. But picture this. Pfizer has the vaccine, and the developing countries and the underdeveloped countries are struggling to save their citizens. Pfizer wants to help, but it has no further capacity to manufacture. This leads to higher cost, limited availability of the vaccines, and potentially causing loss of lives. Sad and pathetic, isn't it? Now, in his article in Financial Express, Mr. Srinath Reddy writes, "Patents must not impede pandemic response. During this pandemic, no country is safe as long as any country is unsafe because the virus keeps mutating and harassing innocent humans. It is quick to cross borders." He further writes, "To me, the case is crystal clear. A global threat of this magnitude needs a global thrust to counter it. Patents restrict access to essential technologies and constrict the ability of many countries to provide early and affordable services necessary for an effective and equitable response." Now, as we record this podcast today, the news is developing around, and as reported by Angela Devon and Kara Fox of CNN, the US has bagged waiving vaccine patents, so it's imminent, it will happen one or the other day. But even before that happens, Pfizer and other big pharma companies can save face and create a new history. Here is a chance for them to repeat what Volvo did with the car safety belts. Now let me tell you a story of Volvo. So the story goes like this. Nils Bohlin, an engineer at Volvo, invented the three-point seat belt in 1959. He was an employee at Volvo. So Volvo did what they should have done. Volvo gifted the seat belt, the three-point seat belt system, to the world. Modern seat belts as we know it has been donated by Volvo, and they have saved millions of lives. Now imagine this, no one asked Volvo to do that, no one forced Volvo to do that, no one begged Volvo to do that. But they did it. They did it when there was no pandemic then. Volvo acknowledged that human safety is way above profits. But here, right now, we all sitting indoors, every human is begging to solve this crisis. Big Pharma has the technique, the technology, the methodology, but they're looking at profits. Let me ask a question. Human race is more critical or profit? If the pandemic wipes out even 1% of the population, then you as Big Pharma will have 1% less customers than earlier. You're doing no good by protecting the patent, that IPR. Those laws were made, those rules were made in the non-pandemic era, pre-pandemic era. Dude, you need to think clearly. Our people are dying, your people are dying, and they'll keep dying unless everyone is vaccinated. It's not job of only governments. Also the responsibilities of big pharma companies to come together and protect their past, their present, and their future customers. Many corporates, blinded by profits, will call this podcast a nonsense, hypocritical imagination. And I know that. That's why I urge the listeners of this podcast, share it as many times as possible, so that this voice reaches the right people's ears, the right decision makers who can save the world. Now, I believe I have said enough and perhaps bashed the Big Pharma enough, but before I leave, I want to add a few pointers for those who still want to earn profits out of this pandemic. Please learn from Google. Google probably is one of the most valuable companies of our times. And what they have done is an enigma, is a legend. They made Android open source, unlike Microsoft, which sells operating system till date. Google made Androids open source and almost free for any phone manufacturer to use, resulting in creating a bigger market, a more extensive marketplace. So my request is, even if you open up the restrictions and let go of the desire to earn profits from this pandemic right now today, probably you will not just earn respect from the general public, but also reap the benefits of the future, because then you will be as respected as Google is in the software industry and Volvo in the automotive industry. And who knows, you'll end up creating a bigger marketplace of the future, just like Google Play Store. The world is not perfect as I know it, but we all know that the world is evolving. This pandemic has given us a chance to come together as a united world and not a world divided by profits and patents. Historians are ready to write history, but is Pfizer listening? Is AstraZeneca listening? Donate the patent to the world and save your face, or else history will write us off, write you off as just another company that vanished in the blip of space-time. Do share this podcast and comment below if you agree with my thoughts. And even if you don't agree, if you disagree, still comment below, because only debates and discussion on this topic can solve this problem. Let's win the war first. Profits will follow. I know it. You know it. Then why not do it? Thank you so much. Signing off, Shekhar Suman, Biotechnica.